AM 1160.
And friends, once again, good afternoon. Mark Elfstrand here. Thank you for joining us today on Let's Talk. My very first guest is our friend Dr. David Jeremiah, founder of Turning Point Radio and Television Ministries, also the senior pastor of Shadow Mountain Community Church. Of course, Turning Point with Dr. David Jeremiah can be heard every weekday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. right here on AM 1160. And of course, this month, we've been asking all of our listeners to get all excited about this opportunity to win a very special package. And it's called the Agents of the Apocalypse. And oh, we got a great grand prize. We'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. Well, actually, Agents of the Apocalypse deals with a book, Dr. Jeremiah, and Agents of Babylon, another book and a teaching series. Let's start with Agents of the Apocalypse. Who are the players in the book of Revelation?
Well, that's how that book came about. Instead of just going through the events as they go, we decided to take every personality that shows up in the book of Revelation, and we wrote a chapter about them, starting with John and the different players, and they're the agents of the apocalypse. And we not only did that, but we kind of did a dramatic part with it, too, so that you could follow through the logic of the scripture, but also see how it would play out if it were happening today. We did that with Revelation, the Agents of Apocalypse, and the Agents of Babylon was, of course, the book of Daniel, and we did the same thing. Something I'd never done before, and it was really hard to do because I hate to depart at all from the actual scripture, but I found out that the way we did that helped a lot of people understand those two books. So I think it was a worthwhile experience.
Okay, how about your own personal study on the book of Revelation? I mean, even the first maybe one, two, three, four times you went through it, weren't there mysteries and things that even you kind of shook your head at?
Well, there were, and yet I need to say that the book of Revelation is one of the most self-interpreting books in the Bible. By that I mean there's a lot of imagery and symbols, but periodically and almost, I would say, pretty routinely, if you just stay with the scripture, it will come back and say, and this is what that means, so that the scripture itself interprets itself. When people tell me they don't understand the book of Revelation, I understand what they're saying, but I want to encourage them to make sure they're reading it and reading all of it.
Is there a sense of a fear of dread in reading the book of Revelation about the end? I mean, I realize that there's hope for believers, but it sounds like there could be a lot of pain along the way.
Well, the vast majority of the book of Revelation is chapters 5 through 19 are about the tribulation period. And, of course, that's a period of time when, if you believe as I do, we won't be on this earth, we'll be in heaven. But the description of what happens during the judgment on this earth, during the tribulation, is not a bedtime story. It's not something you want to read and try to go to sleep.
Right.
It's a pretty horrendous tale. But a couple things about that. First of all, that's all leading to something, which is glory and victory for those who know the Lord. And in the midst of it all, in the midst of all of that anguish and difficult time, there are parentheses of God's grace. There are the two witnesses, the 144,000. There are the invitations that God gives to those. And there's going to be a tremendous revival during the tribulation period when many, many people, many Jewish people especially, come to Christ. So there is good news in the midst of the darkness, but you're absolutely right that the book of Revelation, the vast majority of the book, after you get through the letters in the first three chapters and the fourth chapter, which is about worship in heaven, 5 through 19 can be pretty daunting.
Mm. Okay, let me just ask you about those first three chapters and the letters to the churches. Do those messages that were being delivered then apply to the church today?
Well, the messages in the first three chapters have a number of applications. First of all, it's important to remember that John actually wrote these letters to literal churches who received them and read them publicly for their people.
Yeah.
The seven letters of Revelation were literal letters. Those letters also, as many scholars have discovered, represent the ages of church history, starting with the early letter to the church in Ephesus and all the way through to the church in Laodicea. if you follow beginning at the first letter and go to the, you'll see basically an outline of what's happened in church history over the years. And most people believe we're now living in the age of the Laodiceans. Then the third thing that you need to realize is those letters have a personal application, because those letters represent a spirit that we find often in our own hearts. For instance, the spirit of Philadelphia was one of opportunity and growth and evangelism and opportunity. Some people have that spirit. And the spirit of Laodicea was one of deadness and coldness and lukewarmness. And there's a lot of that in our church. So if you read those letters, you'll find that those letters represent just about every kind of person that you will ever meet in the body of Christ. In some way or the other, they're a picture of who we are. It's fun to look through there and say, okay, where am I, God? Which one am I? Because the letters speak of who we are. They're not only letters about churches and ages, they're letters about people.
Dr. David Jeremiah, my guest, he, of course, is the voice you hear on Turning Point, which is on each weekday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. right here on AM 1160. Of course, a big contest. We're giving away a big prize package worth around $200 of materials that deal with the agents of the apocalypse, which we've been talking about. Let's also chat a little bit about the agents of Babylon. What do the prophecies of Daniel tell us about the end days?
Well, the prophecies of Daniel obviously they're compatible with the book of Revelation. They're more wide sweeping and longer in terms of the beginning and ending of where the prophecies go. I think one of the great contributions of the book of Daniel is it tells us a lot about the person who is going to be front and center during the tribulation period, and that's the Antichrist. There's a lot of material in there about him and what he's going to be like. It obviously doesn't identify him, but it describes him in great detail. And then, of course, there's a lot of history in the book of Daniel that also spills over into the future. The book of Daniel is, in the first six chapters, are pretty narrative, biographical, but then after that, it's all prophetic. And it's amazing. A lot of it has to do with the period of time in between the Testaments, during the time between the end of Malachi and the beginning of Matthew. But the agents of Babylon is a discussion of the book of Daniel, once again, with a narrative that helps us understand how it would apply today.
When you think about both John and Daniel receiving these visions, how difficult do you imagine it was for them to try to understand that we're talking way into the future here?
I've had people ask me, did they understand all that they were saying when they said it?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they didn't. I'm sure they took what God told them and spoke what they spoke, but I don't think they could have seen everything that we see now looking back, and even in our own generation. But they faithfully gave the revelation that God gave them, and it's now being lived out in our world.
All right. Well, we've been telling our listeners throughout this month again that you have offered us this wonderful grand prize where people can get kind of the full picture of all of this, the Agents of the Apocalypse, a book that you have come out with, and also the study guide and the CD album that goes along with that, the Agents of Babylon book and the study guide CD album. But you also have a Revelation prophecy chart. Just define that for us.
Well, there have been many different versions of that over the years. I remember growing up, my dad was a preacher. He used to have one, and when he would preach on Revelation, it'd be up in front of the church, big enough for everybody to see. Well, the charts are very helpful in the book of Revelation because they help you see how the events fit together. The book of Revelation is somewhat chronological, and you can see how, beginning with chapter 4, and then you get into the tribulation period, the chart visually pictures the events that are going to happen throughout the tribulation period and then going into the Battle of Armageddon at the end of that time and then the kingdom and the eternal state. The charts are very helpful because if you have the chart, you won't get lost. You will see that what you're reading about now has to do with the context between this event and that event. And our chart is very beautiful. It's colored and it's very clear. And I've had so many people say, when I got that chart, the book of Revelation really came open to me in a way that it hadn't before.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to be entered in the contest, I would encourage you, sign up now before July 31st. And again, the grand prize winner will get a $200 package with everything we just talked about. And there's 30 runner-ups that are going to win the Agents of Babylon book by Dr. David Jeremiah. That's a $25 value by itself. And then we've actually thrown in some extra bonus things. If you sign up early, you have a chance to win an extra prize from us here. And the way to sign up is simply to go to our website, 1160hope.com/contest, 1160hope.com/contest. Dr. David Jeremiah, thank you, my friend. Sure good to talk to you. May God continue to bless the work you're doing for the kingdom.
Thank you, sir.
Turning Point with Dr. David Jeremiah can be heard each weekday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. right here on AM 1160. We'll take this time out. More to come on Let's Talk. I'll tell you about it in just a moment.
You're listening to Let's Talk with Mark Elfstrand on AM 1160.